So just coming to the text and just providing a little bit of an overview of the process that's being unfolded through this reading. Joseph and the preservation of what can serve in the ark, if you like. I was struck that this is the Lord going down into Egypt when Herod. So you got the protection aspect going on there. But the whole thing is really about preserving the possibility for the regeneration of the human mind. I mean, that's ultimately what the word is. So you're going through this, you're reading about Joseph and the brothers and Jacob and all of that. And then you get to the very last number in this reading, which is 6597. And it's talking about the ark, or the box into which Joseph is put, the bones are put. So 6597, the internal sense of things in the book of Genesis has now been dealt with. But since that book consists entirely of historical narratives, apart from chapters 48 and 49, in which prophetical declarations also occur, it can hardly be apparent that what has been expounded really is the internal sense. For historical narratives confine the mind to the literal sense, and so move it away from the internal sense, especially as the internal sense is entirely different from the literal sense, since the internal sense deals with spiritual and celestial things, or things to do with the understanding and the will, and the literal sense with worldly and earthly ones, or sensual and corporeal things. But the fact that the nature of the internal sense is as has been expounded is evident from every detail that has been explained, and above all from the consideration that it has been declared to me from heaven. So that's the closing statement. And it struck me as I was reading that the ark is the historical narratives. The literal sense of the word is what contains what is more interior. So when there's a transition happening, sometimes all we have to hang on to is what is fairly external. And that could be, I'm not feeling it, but I will commit to the core truths that I have learnt. And even if I just have to take them out of memory knowledge level, that's what I'll need to sustain me, or that's what's needed in order to sustain us to cross that transition. Because until the way we have understood things up to that point is vastated, what is new can't arise. And so this is the Lord's mercy at work in terms of preserving what's needed so that that new state can actually arise, that the internal is there when it's able to be called forth once again. So just that last short paragraph of this whole experience of Genesis just has the most profound truth in it. So it just sort of all wrapped up there, and we're presented with the box or the ark in which those deeper things are laid. So there was a number in heaven and hell getting near the end of it. There was a statement about everyone fights for their falsity as something true. So another aphorism in logopraxis that we have is that whatever you think it is, you can be sure of one thing. It's not that. So every transition involves a death of the meaning that has carried us to that point. So when the meaning dries up, we are only left with the bones. But that's all we've got to hang on to until new meaning can come into being. And the image for me was the valley of dry bones. That every transition involves things being pared all the way back and vastated so that a new understanding can come into being. So that's what's going on here. The meaning that carried us to this point, whatever that point is in terms of our own states, will not serve the subsequent states. So while we believed it to be true, and as true could be, what has to happen is that we have to see that its truth is not the divine truth as such, but it's our understanding of it. And that has to always be undergoing transition. because the Lord's infinite and eternal. So it's a constant movement into a deeper sense of the Lord. So when meaning is taken from us and all we have and may be described as rites and rituals, then that's what preserves until what is new can start to come forward and a new understanding and meaning can then be built up, and that will serve through to the next transition. So you have this transition here, but I was also interested, you know, the transition from Moses could serve the wilderness experience, but he couldn't serve the conquest experience. There had to be a reordering of things. And so when we talk about the reordering of memory knowledges, it's their reordering into a form that can contain new meaning. And we can see that in our own experience when we think about it. How we understood something in one stage of our life is understood differently now, but it's the same memory knowledges, if you like, that are there, because the text remains what it is, but they have been reordered so far as their meaning is concerned. That's what the reordering of them is. So this idea of the Lord governs all things from first through ultimates, and the ultimates for us, that's the bones of things, like it's the letter of the word. And then as firsts enter into the letter, that's not disconnected from our willingness to take hold of things as we understand them and look to apply them. Then they become something that becomes fleshed out. So the bones have flesh put upon them, and that's the Lord present in the natural. And then all things between the firsts and the ultimates are governed because he is present in both. And so he's the all of it.